News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Kids, mothers, education, social class, family type and experience of financial strain all have sizable impacts on children's performances in the Leaving Cert. That's according to new research from the ESRI. Emer Smith is with us. She's research professor at the ESRI and has been drilling down into some of the growing up in Ireland numbers to see what are the things that have the most tangible and most significant impact on Leaving Cert performance. Emer, give us a sense of what you've found.
We found three dimensions. Family social background, as you pointed out, young people do better in their Leaving Cert if they have parents with higher levels of education, if they're from professional or managerial social classes, if they're from a two-parent family, and if they're not experiencing financial strain. But we also see disadvantage operates at the school and neighbourhood level as well. So if you attend a school with a concentration of disadvantage, so we measure that using DESH schools. Children and young people in those schools tend to do worse, even taking account of their family background. And there's a cumulative effect there. If they'd attended an Urban Band 1 DESH school at primary level, so that's the most disadvantaged profile, they tend to do worse academically, even taking account of their second level school.
So the first major set of factors are broadly associated, one assumes, with affluence. So things like, you said, not having financial struggles, educational class of the parents or educational background of the parents, they tend to correlate with wealth, don't they?
They correlate with wealth, but we're kind of trying to separate out those aspects. So you can see that it's not just money, but if you have other resources like educational resources, so more educated parents will have greater insight, inside knowledge of how to navigate the educational system for their child. They'll also be in a position to provide more home learning resources like books and more out-of-school learning opportunities like sports and cultural activities that can also boost in-school learning.
The other, of course, major inference from what you've discovered is that the DESH system, I mean, DESH obviously there to support those who might be on the margins in terms of money and the areas in which they grow up, it isn't doing enough if it is one of the factors that predicts for less success in the Leaving Cert.
Well, we know that DESH is making a difference in particular in keeping young people in school, but it would seem, at least for this cohort of young people, that the resources aren't enough to bridge that gap, to bridge the real gap in resources outside school that they have. So this would suggest the need for additional resources, particularly for those schools catering for the most disadvantaged populations. Now, there has been an announcement that there will be a DESH Plus for the most deprived settings. We don't know the details of that yet.
Emer, thank you very much. Emer Smith, research professor at the ESRI and co-author of that report, The Text.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.